This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He has given us this opportunity to be able to breathe in the last 10 nights of this blessed month. But you know what the sad reality is? With all of these opportunities and chances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps throwing our way, we may well not take advantage. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, in his wonderful kitab Lataif al-Ma'arif, he says, Ya man da'a umuruhu fi la shay. O you who has wasted his life doing nothing. O you who hasn't taken advantage of all of these opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thrown his way. He then says, Istadrik ma fataka fi laylatil qadr. That which you have missed out on throughout your lifetime, try and catch it on these nights of al-qadr. فَإِنَّهَا تُحْسَبُ بِالْعُمُرِ. Indeed, if you take advantage of these great nights, you might be able to acquire that which takes a whole lifetime to acquire. That's from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And here, we are speaking to every individual. A lot of the time, those who are not practicing, or those who don't normally come to the masjid throughout the year, when these narrations or statements of Allah Azza wa Jalla are mentioned, they begin to feel like second-class citizens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, which we've probably heard 100 times, and for 101th time, who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to? O you who believe, fasting has been made an obligation upon you. The same way it's been made an obligation upon those who came before you, so that you may acquire a taqwa, right? Who is this verse speaking to? Anyone who considers himself a person of iman, a person of faith. You see yourself as a Muslim, as someone who believes in Allah, no matter what sin you have fallen into from the major sins that is seen as despicable and abhorrent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you. How many messages have I received in the last couple of days? A brother or a sister saying, I feel like I've not taken advantage. Or someone said to me that it was Laylatul Qadr a couple of days ago and I fell asleep. I feel like maybe I've wasted my chance. There is still time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to every individual who considered himself a person of iman. Whether you're a drug dealer, whether you're into prostitution, whether it might be the worst of despicable sins that you are involved in. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. As long as you have a tawheed, you consider yourself a Muslim who's holding on to his faith. No matter what the sin is, Allah Azza wa Jal is still speaking to you. And the door of repentance is still open. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man qama Ramadan, wa man sama Ramadan, wa man yaqum laylatul qadr. In all of these three narrations, that which they have at the end is the following. Imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Whoever fasts, whoever prays, whoever stands on the night of Al-Qadr, man min alfadhi al-umum. This man here, which means whoever, again, is not just speaking to that other or that old man who comes to the masjid and sits in the front row, or the regular to the masjid. It is referring to every individual who considers himself a person of faith, a Muslim, no matter what this individual is involved in. It is min al-fadil umum, from the wordings that indicate generality, as is very well known in Usul al-Fiqh. Whoever does this with iman, musaddiqan biwa'dillahi azza wa jal, believing in the reward of Allah, wahtisaba, and he does this seeking the face of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will forgive his past sins. Every single one of us is in need of that, my brothers and my sisters. Year in, year out, it may well have been the same exact story, where we treat the month of Ramadan, right, as a guest comes along, and then we bid farewell to it, and then we get back to whatever we were doing. The month of Ramadan, as we've probably heard so many times, it is an institution, it is a madrasa, it is like a boot camp where an individual introduces good habits into his life, and he gets rid of these bad ones. In the regular household, you find that in the month of Ramadan, we switch off Netflix, we switch off the TV, and then the child might ask, why dad? Oh, it's Ramadan. But then on the day of Eid, as soon as the day of Eid kicks in, we're back to doing whatever we were doing, right? This is not the objective of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that we might become pious individuals who are conscious of Allah Jalla fi'ula. We are in a training period, an induction period, like you have when it comes to work, right? Induction period for 2 weeks, and then you continue the work. I seen at the beginning of Ramadan a screenshot of a sister. It was put on Twitter. She sent a text message to her boyfriend, and she said, as soon as Ramadan kicks in, I don't want you to talk to me till the day of Eid. And then everyone's commenting, MashaAllah, she's going to stay away from her boyfriend for 30 days. Allahumma barik. This is what people are commenting. This is not the objective, my brothers and my sisters, of Ramadan. We get rid of bad habits and then we continue it till after the month of Ramadan. My brothers and my sisters, do you think that Allah only wants us to pray the night prayer in the month of Ramadan, Taraweeh only in the month of Ramadan? No, we're being trained to become from Ibadur Rahman. If you look at Sifatu Ibadur Rahman, right at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah gives a whole list of the awliya from their traces that they pray at night. Here Allah is training us in the month of Ramadan, right? Likewise, Sadaqah. Allah doesn't just want us to give in the month of Ramadan and then stop. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Again, one of the characteristics right at the end of Surah Al-Furqan. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, we are taught self-discipline. When we are harmed, or when someone speaks to us in an ignorant way, right? We tend to at times respond in a very harsh manner, right? Or we repel it with the exact same evil. Again, we are taught, if someone comes and abuses me in the month of Ramadan or tries to insult me, we tell him, listen, inni saim, I'm fasting, right? And we learn this again at the end of Surah Al-Furqan. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. So Allah Azza wa Jal is training us in this month, my brothers and my sisters, to become from the best of the people right after. You know what's really, really sad, my brothers and my sisters? This is so sad, right? While there are individuals in these days in the masjid begging Allah for forgiveness. Some of us are planning all of the filth that we want to engage in on the day of Eid, in the most greatest nights of the year. All of the evil things that we want to do on the day of Eid, we are planning it right now. What rahmah do we want after this, my brothers and my sisters? With this great opportunity that Allah is giving us, but we just throw it back against His direction. Right? أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My brothers and my sisters, there is a very, very important aspect of Ramadan that is not mentioned enough. Everyone here has memorized that dua that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she came to him and she said, Ya Rasulullah, أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها. If I come to know when Laylatul Qadr is, what do you advise me to say? What did he teach her? Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, right? We've heard this dua a million times. Oh Allah, you are afu, you love to pardon, so pardon me, right? We want Allah's forgiveness, sah? We are drenched in sins. And these sins are causing us to be spiritually dead and empty. I know this and you know this. We've been waiting for this opportunity for iman to go up and for us to continue this after. Right. However, there's a very, very important aspect, brothers and sisters. We want the forgiveness of Allah, right? Look what Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, commenting on this dua in his kitab Lata'if al-Ma'arif. Very, very touching. So much so that I had to memorize it. He says, Al-Afu min Asma'illah. Afu is from the names of Allah. Wa huwa yatajawazu an sayyi'ati 'ibadihi al-mahi li'athariha 'anhum. It is Him who overlooks the sins of His servants. He who erases the traces of these evil sins that we have been carrying out. Wa huwa yuhibbu al-'afw. Allah loves the pardon. Wa yuhibbu li'ibadihi an ya'fu ba'dhum 'an ba'd. And He loves for His servants to forgive one another. And then look what He says, and here comes the catch, that which we struggle with so much. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلَهُمْ بِعَفْوِهِ وَعَفْوُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِهِ. Once they pardon and forgive one another, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive them. Once they forgive and pardon one another, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive them. Ibn al-Qayyim says, إِنَّ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ خَطَايَا لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Indeed, there are sins just between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nobody knows about. فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فَاغْفِرْ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ أو فَعْفُ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ. If you want Allah to forgive you, then be someone who's ready to forgive others. What goes around comes around. Treat the people the same way you like to be treated. It's not just a nursery rhyme that they taught us in primary school. It is an Islamic concept, right? How many siblings are we not speaking to? Forget about others or individuals that are not related to our siblings. Some of us are not even talking to our parents. Or we've cut off our parents, right? We are not speaking to our parents, my brothers and my sisters, because we feel like they've wronged us. Right? Irhamu, turhamu, ighfiru, yaghfir lakum. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is conditional to you forgiving others if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Why are you not speaking to your sibling? It's a question that you need to ask yourself. Wallahi, some of the cases that I come across, Muhammad is not speaking to his brother Abdullah. You know why? Because when so-and-so came to ask for Muhammad's daughter's hand in marriage, his brother was not the first one to know. He came to know about it, but he was number three. Because he was not number one, he's cut him off. Over the most pettiest of things, the most trivial of things, we are cutting people off. You know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من هجر أخاه سنة كان كسفك دمه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. Whoever boycotts or forsakes his brother, doesn't speak to him for a whole year, it is as if he has spilt his blood. Likewise, this whole roadman mentality, where we just beat people up, right? Or we rob them, or we just harm them, or we think we can say about others whatever we think, right? And we hold these grudges amongst ourselves, forgetting that this individual now that you're fighting with, or that you've cut off, or that you've harmed, is a Muslim in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not realizing exactly what we're playing around with. You know, people always ask, how can I soften up my heart? Right? I'll tell you guys what it is. One of those mechanisms to softening up the heart is to pick up that phone, to make that call to that individual who you're not speaking to, and to bury the hatch. وَخَيْرُهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَعُ بِالسَّلَامِ. And the best from amongst the two is the one who goes and starts with the salam. You want Allah to raise you, you want to walk around with izzah, with honor. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never does an individual pardon another except Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase him in honor. وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. Allah Azza will raise him because of his humility. Right? My brothers and my sisters, let me address this, right? A lot of us might be feeling like I've not benefited from the month of Ramadan and there's only a couple of days left. To conclude, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he tells us not to be like a certain animal. He says, إِنَّ الْخَيْلَ إِذَا شَارَفَتْ نِهَايَةَ الْمِضْمَارِ بَذَلَتْ قُصَارَ جُهْدِهَا لِتَفُوزَ بِالسِّبَاقِ فَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَيْلُ أَفْطَنَ مِنْكِ فَإِنَّ الْعَمَالَ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. He says, you know the horse, when it gets to the end of the race, it exerts all of its efforts in order to win that race. Agreed? Likewise, the 100 meter racer, the one who sprints, right to the end, he exerts whatever he has. I remember maybe a couple of years ago, and he was on the BBC, I mentioned in a khutbah, and this video went viral. There was a race, right? Two guys were reaching the finishing line. The one who was losing, as he got to the finishing line, he dived. And he ended up winning. Even though he was losing, but he dived to get over the line. And he ended up winning that 100 meter race or that 200 meter race. I can't remember exactly. Exerting your efforts. So he's telling us, Ibn al-Jawzi, don't let the horse be more smarter and intelligent than you. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمْ تُحْسِنِ الْإِسْتِقْبَالِ لَعَلَّكَ تُحْسِنُ الْوَدَاعِ. If you did not do well welcoming the month of Ramadan, perhaps you will do better bidding it farewell. Because what really, really matters is how the race finishes, right? Al-ibratu bi kamal al-nihayat, la bi naqs al-bidayat. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, ahsin fima baqi yughfar laka ma madha. Try to perfect that which remains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that which has gone by, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be from those who take the reminder and they act upon it. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best as to whether we will get another opportunity. Stop telling yourself, I've got 50 years ahead of me. Right? None of us have a guarantee. Not so long ago, I think it was like a week ago, I was driving to Manchester. Right? I've been traveling, my brothers and my sisters, up and down the country for the last 10 years here in the UK. I've never, ever seen a helicopter on a British motorway. Never. Four cars, they collided with one another. It missed us by a little bit. That could have been us. That could be you tomorrow. We have no guarantee to live for another 24 hours. Right? Helicopter came to take one of the casualties. Right? How many people were sitting with us around the iftari table last Ramadan that are not with us today, my brothers and my sisters? Whenever I break my fast, you know, I remember my younger brother. Right? Many of you guys know, stabbed in the neck, passed away. You know how old he was? 24 years of age. We sit around the iftari table. He's not sitting there today. Right? And you know what he's probably wishing? He's probably wishing, as Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, لو قيل لأهل القبور تمنوا لتمنوا يوما في رمضان. If it was said to the people of the grave, make a wish. You know what that wish would be? One day in the month of Ramadan. One day in the month of Ramadan. That guy was telling you to go and spend your time walking around on the streets of Milton Keynes while the Muslims are praying. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. This guy has absolutely no goodness in his heart for you. Because this individual is not looking to benefit you. If he's pulling you away from the most greatest nights of the year, what khair does he want for you, my friend? If you look at the Arabic language, how to say a friend is what? Sadiq. And the root letters are what? Saad, Dal, and Qaf, which means to be truthful. The guy who doesn't advise you is not a friend. The one who eggs you on, he's in fact your enemy. To go and do haram, that one is your enemy. The one who advises you is the one that you should really, really keep close. Right? And he's not a friend if he's pulling you away from the house of Allah as on these days. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأخمي الصلاة